So what? Okay? So what? What does Jeremiah's new covenant have to do with us? Well, let's celebrate and enjoy the new covenant. Okay? It's pretty simple. It's time to celebrate. And remember how they celebrated the old covenant? They had the Passover feast. And it just dawned on me. Now, I might be a little bit, I don't want to be sacrilegious here, but you remember when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, what was going on? Was it Passover? Were they celebrating the Passover feast? Yeah. And so they had a meal place out in front of them, much like last night. I doubt they had ostrich, though. It was pretty good ostrich I had last night. But anyway, you got this feast set out for it. It's a celebration time. But they only did it once a year. And they're remembering the Passover, you know, how that lamb's blood covering everything. And then Christ explains something to his disciples. You know, we're going to do something a little bit step up here, guys. And I want you to know what really takes care of sin is my shed blood for you. And I want you to drink from this cup. And I want you to eat this bread in remembrance of me until I return. And so this is where Jesus says in Luke 22:20, this cup is the new covenant. Let's all say that together. This cup is the new covenant. What are we talking about in Jeremiah? Hundreds of years before Christ is the new covenant. Well, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And so, interesting photo here. How did it change from where we, I'm still putting my head around this, where you have a Passover feast, and now we've reduced it to these little things in a little cup. I think we may have lost the celebration. Last night, everybody who I ran into said, what a great time it was, progressive dinner. This is where we're headed in heaven. We're going to a banquet, more eloquent than any banquet you and I have attended on earth. In just a few minutes after church, we're going to go where? We're going to go outside and have some nice cake, I hear, and special drink, and celebrating little Rayleigh and her parents and grandparents and family and all that. But I don't know why we've reduced it to just this. But the most important thing is the new covenant involves the cup. His blood that was shed for us, his body that was given for us. And that's the way we celebrate, boys and girls, the first Sunday of the month at DBICC. In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, that's that Passover supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant. In my blood, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And you remember, it wasn't long ago, moms and dads, when we went through Hebrews and we saw the mediator of the new covenant is Jesus Christ himself and all that involves. So, what do? We're going to celebrate. Can I ask the elders to come down, please, and help me prepare the table? I think Pete and Dave... Is Dave around? Or Russ is here. Wow, good. Martin's not here, but I don't see Dave. Dave must have had to step out. Norman, could I impose on you? Norman is part of our pastoral search committee. He's also an elder who's served many years. He's rotated off. After you serve for 3 years, we then ask him to rotate off. But yeah, this would be a special day, I think, for Grandpa Norman to join us in serving the elements. So boys and girls, we're told in Corinthians 11 that before we eat and drink this bread, we're supposed to examine ourselves to see if there's something here that's blocking our total devotion to Jesus and counting on what? His shed blood, his body given for us. And so moms and dads, I want you to look in your heart and say, what are you counting on? Is it just Christ alone? Is there something you need to ask him forgiveness for, a behavior or a thought before we come? So let's examine our hearts and let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you. You've given us all things to richly enjoy, including the great and good foods that are aplenty in this city. And we're not in a poverty-stricken area like the Syrian refugees who had very little. But all men and women are in need of your shed blood and your body. And that's what holds DBICC together, and it's what holds the whole church throughout the world together. And so by faith, we eat and drink in remembrance of you. Thank you so much for this celebration you've passed on to us, and we can do it often, but always in remembrance of you. So come have your way. May this be a celebratory time in our hearts, knowing that we are saved because of you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So the scriptures tell us scriptures tell us on the night that Christ was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it, and he told his disciples, "This is my body given for you." From the least to the greatest, for you. My body given for you. And likewise, he took the cup. And remember what he said, this is the cup of the new covenant. My blood shed for you, for the remissions of sin, for the paying the price of sin, for the cleansing of us from our sins, that he'll never remember them anymore. So come, let's eat and drink in remembrance of him. If you're new to the church, we welcome you. If you've professed faith in Christ, boys and girls, if you haven't been baptized yet, I would ask you just to refrain from eating and drinking. But if you want to get baptized and you feel like, well, James, you just haven't let me be, Pastor James, you haven't let me be baptized. Well, if you're in that kind of shoe, that's all right, mom and dad, you filter it. It's okay. But we do encourage you, as you take this, don't ignore the other sacrament or the other ordinance that we celebrate, which is baptism. So come eat and drink in remembrance of him. Just follow the crowd if you're new, and you'll see how we have to take our elements down front. Please join us. Hey, you guys want to help us collect? You want to help us collect the cups? Bless you, Nadine. Yeah. Here you guys go. You got a bucket? Just drop them in there. Lord, blessings on you. Glad you could be here with your family. How much longer? You guys go. Great. Blessings on you. Tell your parents this guy wants to get baptized. I'll contact. Hey, Nadine. pray for you guys just a minute.
Father, I thank you. We mourn, but not without hope. I don't know, brother, if he knew you or not, but you know the sister does know you. Comfort her. Fill her with your spirit to be a channel of blessing to the family in this dark hour. Thank you again for Darson playing the drums. It's lovely, Lord. Thank you. It's in Christ's name. Amen.
Did your brother know Jesus?
Good. Good. Okay.
Hey. Hey, guys, come on through.
Lord, thank you for Bonnie giving her to me, and I thank you for using her even this afternoon. Give her the strength, and we just trust the Filipino ladies in your hands. You know them.
Blessings on this little one.
Thanks. Keep the family growing.
Thanks, Foster.
Yeah. You're brave. Get the whole game. Thanks for coming. Hi, guys. Blessings on you, Michael. Grateful for your friendship. Hi, girl. How you doing? Lord bless you. Are you still working, Empty?
Yes.
Great. Good. Good to see you. Hi. So can you make it?
Yeah.
Okay. Make it. We'll eat some cake and drink champagne. Okay. Okay. No. Yourself. Blessings on you guys. Oh. Donkey, blessings on you.
Paul, blessings on you, bro.
Blessings on Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Hey, blessings on Sam's arm, Lord. He lived. Yeah. Be careful playing, Adriana. Blessings. Andre, blessings. Hi, welcome. Blessings. I know your name. Tell me.
Ignatius.
Yes, thank you.
That's my wife, Cindy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Hi.
Javier. We're here. First time.
Marcy's husband? No.
She just came this first time.
Okay, Javier, welcome, Ed. Thanks. Yeah, man.
My Christ broken for you.
I remember him.
Mm. What a Christ show.
I remember him. Mm.
Okay.
Are you taken? Yeah. Volume here. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. That's lovely celebration. In keeping with the disciples' tradition, they sang a song, went to the garden. So we're going to sing a song and go to the garden. Just a reminder, there is a special tea in celebrating of Rayleigh and Erasmus, dedicating her to the Lord. Afterwards, two Filipina sisters, remember, go to our house, T9, all the way to the last stop, and we're looking forward to having a great time. If you see any friends that are out there not knowing what to do Sunday afternoon, bring them along with you. But let's stand and all sing in response to the celebrating the new covenant.